Good morning, this is Dave Blacklock, and I'm reading from 2 Samuel chapter 16, entitled David and Ziba. David was just past the top of the hill when Ziba, the servant of Mephibosheth, caught up with him. He was leading two donkeys loaded with 200 loaves of bread, 100 clusters of raisins, 100 bunches of summer fruit and a skin of wine. "What are these for?" the king asked Ziba. And Ziba replied, "The donkeys are for your people to ride on, and the bread and the summer fruit are for your young men to eat. The wine is to be taken with you into the wilderness for those who became faint." "And where is Mephibosheth?" the king asked him. "He stayed in Jerusalem," Ziba replied. He said, "Today I will get back the kingdom of my grandfather Saul." "In that case," the king told Ziba, "I give you everything Mephibosheth owns." "Thank you, sir," Ziba replied. "I will always do whatever you want me to do." David and his party passed Bethurim, and a man came out of a village cursing them. It was Shimei, son of Gera, a member of Saul's family. He threw stones at the king and the king's officers and all the mighty warriors who surrounded them. "Get out of here, you murderer and scoundrel," he shouted at David. "The Lord is paying you back for murdering Saul and his family. You stole his throne, and now the Lord has given it to your son Absalom. At last you will taste some of your own medicine, you murderer. Why should this dead dog curse my lord and king?" Abishai, son of Zeruiah, demanded. "Let me go over and cut off his head." "No," the king said. "What am I going to do with you, son of Zeruiah? If the Lord has told him to curse me, who am I to stop him?" Then David said to Abishai and the other officers, "My own son is trying to kill me. Shouldn't this relative of Saul have even more reason to do so? Leave him alone and let him curse, for the Lord has told him to do it. And perhaps the Lord will see that I am being wronged and will bless me because of these curses." So David and his men continued on, and Shimei kept pace with them on a nearby hillside, cursing as he went and throwing stones at David and tossing dust into the air. The king and all who were with him grew weary along the way, so they rested when they reached the Jordan River. Meanwhile, Absalom and his men arrived at Jerusalem, accompanied by Ahithophel. When David's friend Hushai, the Archite, arrived, he went immediately to see Absalom. "Long live the king!" he exclaimed. "Long live the king! In this way you treat your friend David?" Absalom asked him. "Why aren't you with him?" "I am here because I work for the man who is chosen to be Lord and be by Israel," Hushai replied. "And anyway, why shouldn't I serve you? I helped you, your father, and now I will help you." Then Absalom turned to Ahithophel and asked him, "What should I do next?" And Ahithophel told him, "Go and sleep with your father's concubines, for he has left them here to keep the house. Then all Israel will know that you have insulted him beyond hope of reconciliation, and they will give you their support." So they set up a tent on the palace roof where everyone could see it. And Absalom went into the tent to sleep with his father's concubines. Absalom followed Ahithophel's advice, just as David had done. For every word Ahithophel spoke seemed as wise as though it had come directly from the mouth of God. Amen. We've got a number of different characters here. We've got Ziba, a wolf in sheep's clothing, smiles, bribery and lies to make his treachery of self-seeking. Shimei shouting abuse and cursing, hurling missiles and false accusations. Abishai wanting to defend David, wanting to silence him forever. Getting the picture? New Testament-wise, Jesus taking insults and false accusations, and the disciples wanting God to rain down fire on one community, and in Gethsemane cutting off an ear. As in David, so in Jesus. Yet neither tried to justify themselves. David trusted God that his plan, whatever, would be for his good. And so with Jesus, he opened not his mouth. He trusted his Father and followed his plan, taking the knocks. God has a way of silencing the attackers and lifting the accused. Trusting God is hard at times when things seem to be going wrong. Faith believes God will bring us through and deliver us because his promises never fail. And so if you're going through a hard time at this very moment, it could be that God is using it for your good. And to strengthen you and to bring future blessing. Let us pray. Lord, you said we would have hardship, rejection, as well as blessing. Help us to suffer with your grace and humility. Help us to look to you for strength. And trust that we may see your victory in our lives too. In Jesus' name. Amen. Have a great day.